Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, and international
call. Interface complete.
I ain't 16. What the hell? Y'all know what the fuck the background music means. Motherfucker, it's my birthday today, goddammit. Yeah, a little birthday motherfucking music in the background for your boy. What's going down, man? You know what I'm saying? I'd like to give a special shout out to my motherfucking dedicated homeboy out there, man. Goddamn, all the way from San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? For calling in, being the first fucking real nigga caller, man, wishing the motherfucker his motherfucking birthday and shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's shout out some motherfucking Goofy Bones, Straight Low Records. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Told me happy birthday, man. It's much love, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. So, y'all already know, man, it's nigga birthday today. Gonna be swanging for like 2 hours. And I gotta get the fuck up out of here and continue my swang on, goddamn. We'll be shutting down Coco's Lounge tonight, so if you happen to be in Tampa, Florida, swing by motherfucking Hillsburn 40th Street, man. We're going to be out that bitch with drink, dank, stank, and whatever the fuck else we can do. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be getting it in where we fit in. So, yeah. So, crew take, queen my dog, all my people out there. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we're doing it real big, man. Shit, let me pray mother goddamn. Couple of little birthday songs. Man, fuck that. Happy birthday, Mr. President. This is what a bitch. Happy birthday, Mr. President. What the hell? There we go. Sorry for the false enthusiasm. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. It's your boy's birthday today up in this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I already know what time it is, man. Let me roll me up something. Hello, we going to get into the thing, man. This is the famous birthday song by QC Party Starters. Y'all already know, man. Old Snap, it's my birthday Thursday, February 11th, goddamn it, 2000 and motherfucking 10. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see this motherfucking damn 32, bitch. That's radio, boy. Let's go.
For my dog, get paid, fuck with my dog, get paid, fuck with my dog, that's real, I ball people, for your birthday, we gon' fly out, people, brand new kick,
buying new lanes, quite long, new names. Trick on whores, they get on my dick while you on yours. They try hard, but them boys ain't mad. You need to roll with the boys, they fast. And my dog got a birthday day.
And what's that?
Down on that birthday day, girl.
It's my dog.
Let all you motherfuckers know too, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, just.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real, man. Let me go ahead and beam up some real motherfuckers up in here, man. We gonna see how many real people call up to the motherfucking show today. Tell a nigga happy beat motherfucking Earth Day. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what we gonna do. So, y'all hold on a second and let me, walk over here and get this thing open. Amen. Walk over here real quick. This motherfucking transporter real quick. Yeah, you know. Oh, my stupid boy.
Hey, do you know what today is?
Whose birthday is it?
Nobody's. But no, today's a great day in history because one of my greatest friends was born on this very day.
Who was?
My homeboy DJ Smell
Oh, my God. It's a party. It's a party.
Hey, happy birthday, my homeboy.
God,
and, you know, Blue News is saying happy birthday to you as well. And, you know, we just here chilling, just listening to the Starship Smelly Prize live in my single room where I feel like I'm a convict up in this room, but fuck it.
Man,
at least I got a roof over my head, you know what I'm talking about.
That's the comeback up room, man. It's the comeback up room, you know what I'm saying? Because right now I'm down, you know, I ain't got my van and shit like I was supposed to have. So I'm
Where's
in my little...
Where's the 18 van?
Yeah, the damn transmission fucking up on it. So I'm in the...
Oh, hell.
I'm in the creep van right now. I'm in the goddamn mail carrier van. But shit, I'm able to get around. I ain't stuck like motherfucking Chuck. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to roll up one. You know what I'm saying? I got the old Snoop Dogg playing in the background because I want to rock an all motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I wanna see,
I'm here, brother. I'm about to roll up one because I can't smoke at this little compound that I'm at. So I'm going to go take a drive, and believe me, I'm going to smoke with you, brother.
You can't. What you mean you can't smoke there?
Oh, this is private grounds where I'm at. You can't smoke in this wonderful facility that I'm at.
Oh. You inside a building or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were like at when you know when outside and you step outside.
Oh no.
Push
shit.
It up.
Yeah, I'm about to roll one. You'll take a drive and fucking, you know. Happy birthday, Smelly. Hey, you know what? From one homeboy to another, I got to sing you happy birthday, brother.
There we go. Oh,
are you ready?
Hold on, man. Let me get some motherfucking.
You ready, Blue News? We're going to sing right now.
Get some beer.
Hold on. Blue News got to get ready. Come up here. Come on. Come up here. Come on. You ready? Come on.
We got down. Theme music going. Get some theme music going. Now, here we go, people.
Okay. Ready? Boo News, are you ready? All right, he's getting ready. All right, here we go. Come on. Happy birthday to you.
Me, damn it.
Happy birthday to you.
Me, damn it.
Come on, Boo News. Happy birthday. DJ smells so good. Happy birthday to you. Boo News, you gonna say anything?
Yeah, put a little mix of the scratching in there, you know what I'm saying?
He's all grouchy right now, you know what I'm talking about? But shit. He just woke
like,
up.
Like, fuck it, it ain't my birthday. Shit.
He's all grouchy.
Get no
I don't get no treats for this shit.
Treats. Yeah. The hell? Fuck that dude is. That dude is. What a dude
is. Oh, he know who you are.
But I'm a dog. You know what I'm saying? Today I turned 32, man. Like, thank the Lord allowing me to see this old 32,
yeah,
man.
You know, God bless you for being around, homeboy. And, you
man.
Know, for just being real. Because you know what smells so good? You in that category of where motherfuckers can never be. And that's in the real category. The real of the realest. You ain't like these little fake-ass hoe nigga network motherfuckers talking about they're your friends one day.
Oh,
no,
man, you know, them motherfuckers there, man, they'll probably come through today and you know, figure it's a whole bunch of people on the show today and there's some motherfuckers they can steal for their little whack-ass shows and shit, so they'll come through with some old fake fluky-ass names and shit, dick up my ass or some old bullshit that represents them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is Teddy in my mouth. Yeah, what the fuck is you doing in my chat room, man? Get the fuck up out of here. Oh, how about a motherfucker sent me a goddamn message? Motherfucker's gonna tell me, hey, my name is Sean Richards. I represent Anya Elite, a openly gay singer rapper. And I think your audience would be interested in learning more about this young man. Motherfucker, please. You apparently don't listen to my motherfucker show.
No. Smelly, see, that's where you get wrong, see. That's where you tell them, you go, hey, check this out. There's a show on here called The Gay Psychic. Send all your requests to him, and believe me, he'll play your music. You know what I mean? Shit. But anyway.
I say, bro, I ain't respond back to that shit, man.
Who ever heard of a gay rapper besides Dave Will?
A gay rapper single now? What the fuck?
What was the gay rapper's name?
Anya Elite.
Juan?
Anya, what the fuck? A-N-Y-E. Anya Elite.
Anya Elite? Oh, nigga,
ain't no fucking way, dog. And no fucking way you gonna tell me you an openly gay rapper. It ain't no motherfucking way. It can't come across in your lyrics. I'm fucking niggas in the ass to get a pass. What? Hell no, man. Nobody gonna listen to that gay ass shit.
Hey, the niggas talking about blowing niggas on the boulevard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? What the? I want to buy you a drink. Ooh, nigga, you talking to a nigga? What the hell? Mister? Hell no. I think I'm going to invite that bitch on
closet.
The show, though. Hey, I ain't going to play his music, but I invite that motherfucker on the show. I can talk about his crazy motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I'm about to have a heart attack right now. But hey, Smelly, I'm over here. I'm listening, bro. I just want to call in real quick because I got a couple things I'm going to do. But I'm going to call in when I'm about to smoke real quick, though.
All right. You know what time it is. I'm going to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And, all right,
brother. I'll call back like in a half an hour.
All right. Let me get. Let me walk over here real quick. So you ain't got to jump off again.
Yeah, you
got to
beat my ass off.
He ain't got to jump off like some people be doing. They be trying to escape and shit, jumping in the motherfucking...
Well, shit, I do the back hatch. I like that shit. Because when I'm floating in space, they got the space police that pick you up because they be like, hey, you shouldn't be floating in a non-floating zone. And then they zap my ass back, but, you know.
Right. And these motherfuckers be pulling up in here, stealing space shuttles and shooting off the planes and not letting me know.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? I just need to know. You know what I'm saying? I know what I mean.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Yeah, that's why I know when a bitch want to get the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. This is 408 Straight Little Ruckus. You know what I'm saying? We're going to read them off real quick.
Yeah! Happy birthday!
That's real. We got a birthday shout-outs going on, and since we finna get motherfucking high, it's only appropriate that, of course, we play some Get High music. And, that's what we're gonna motherfucking do. So just remember, people, you know what I'm saying? Don't believe in no motherfucking peer pressure and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Yeah, I'm playing. Shit. Fire that shit up. Fire that good shit up.
That's
real.
It's the bad guy. Trick
that
out
to the bad guy, man. We finna get crunk
with
this motherfucker.
Oh, Miami-Dade County.
Now, it's my birthday Thursday. And we going down.
Smell so good.
Happy birthday!
I seen in your eyes, and I wanna get high,
roll up and
crack, and I get high.
I had a blow when you smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Get so high, I wanna lick milkshakes. Cause ladies come a dime a dozen, that's how I see it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing, then beat it. Can't you see? I'm on another level. I got so much skin, you think I was a devil. Blowing and blowing, life up, the magic dragon. When me and Bruce are in the house, the club gets cracked. Gets so much smoke, you would think it was a fire. This is straight smoke, like it says on the flyer. So get your blood. And add that lighter, smoke and smoke until you get higher.
And I wanna get high. Roll up and pray. And I wanna get high. Roll up and blow. And I wanna get high. When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high. Roll up and blow. And I wanna get high. Roll up that pump. And I wanna get high. Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
Put the trees in the blunt, yo, I'm tryna get high. Gonna home in the great store, wait, that's right. Push for some medicals, flavor. I'm the base, most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so steady. I troll like the smell of granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck, fuck that, what you know about that? I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the realest that smokers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay one plus, I stay
yeah.
Lit.
And I wanna get high. Roll up and pray. And I wanna get high. Roll up and blow. And I wanna get high. When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high. Roll up and blow. And I wanna get high. Roll up that pump. And I wanna get high. Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm off 6 months and it's all from one session. I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. CSK straight low, I thought I should mention. I'm seeing me in a blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I got purple indicus. And I got the trouble, fire chronic grapes. And white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
And that's why I'm rolling up, goddammit, because we is getting high for the birthday, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. We smoking like it's Earth Day in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? We smoking trees. Woo! It's rumbling in the back. It's motherfucking 46 degrees down here, goddammit. All you motherfucking snowbirds and shit. Yeah, been listening on the news. And we will have another news coming up, you know what I'm saying, a little later on, you know, top of the hour, we got another news coming up. But I've been hearing in the headlines already, man, people have been snowed in to their motherfucking houses, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, on this day, you know what I'm saying, Lord, go ahead and warm everybody up, you know what I'm saying. If you've been stuck in that motherfucker for a week, get ready to go ahead and get that that snow melted on you, man, you know what I'm saying. Send a little southern heat your waist, a little southern love, you know what I'm saying. All my up north and snowden peoples, you know what I'm saying, from all, you know what I'm saying, all the states is suffering right now, man. And coming up, you know what I'm saying, a little while, my homeboy Krim from Crime City Records is going to be calling in. We got a little issue we're going to be talking about, you know what I'm saying, talking about this motherfucking Texas gangsters, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, niggas out there that you know, take their time to send you a goddamn 10-minute motherfucking text message. You know what I'm saying? Selling out on you and shit, you know? If you had that much time to sit up there and do that, homie, goddamn, you just could have called everybody and sprayed the shit. I mean, for real, for real. So, y'all look out for that, man. That's coming up, you know what I'm saying? A little later on, my homeboy Crime City Records, Krim, going to be calling in and putting us up on that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the two-man army, official two-man army. The Beta Bay Area Idol winners, also the A&R Music Awards, you know what I'm saying, winners, nominees and winners. So the boys doing their thing. Shouts out to Miss Michelle out there, you know what I'm saying, who repping the group real hard. And I'm going to go ahead and get into one of their songs real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because I rep all my peoples out there, you know. Shouts out DJ Party Time, Miss John New. You know, everybody on the little top echelon of Wrecking the Game Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, is rolling with us down here in Tampa, Florida, all the way up to Texas, you know what I'm saying? Steady J up in that motherfucking Dallas-Fort Worth. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying, San Jose is on. Straight local rock. And I'm coming to Cali soon, man, you know. Bucking around with Two Man Army, man. They got an invite, you know what I'm saying, to possibly come up there and do a little tour and stuff. And they want to, you know, drag Smell So Good along. Because your boy be putting it down on the camera and shit, you know what I'm saying. And, yeah. So, y'all look out for me smoking up your airways soon, goddammit. And, yeah, that's what the fuck we gonna do. So, for my motherfucking birthday, y'all already know, man, it's time to what? Get low. Two Man Army up in this bitch. Let's go ahead and do this shit, man. Let's get loose in the club. Get fucked up in the club. We don't get fucked. You're making the game radio support. DJ Smells So Good, man. Happy birthday to all the Aquarians out there. Everybody out there celebrating their birthday. You know what I'm saying? In a major way, man. It's going down. Yeah. Right there, right there, right there. Motherfucking Two Man Army, the official Two Man Army right there, man. Y'all can check them out at theofficialtwomanarmy.com or myspace.com/theofficialtwomanarmy112. And you can see more info on them boys right there. You know what I'm saying? It's Young R and Young Ron. Doing it real big, man. Shouts out to them. Appreciate that. And let me show some love, you know what I'm saying? And thanks to Real Talk Real Women, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's going down. It is going down. Real Talk Real Women says she going to call in and sing happy birthday to me, so I'm waiting on that. You know, you got to put people on blast, you know what I'm saying, when they can't readily defend themselves. So, yeah. She says she calling in, so I'm waiting. Don't make me call you up. You know what I'm saying? You know I got your phone number. Somehow I got it. Yeah, y'all know I'm playing. I ain't got a phone number yet. You know what I'm saying? It's going now, man. So, it's your boy birthday, damn it. Let me read y'all this description. Time to cash in on a little more wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Turn up the heat on another age. Because, you know, the older the berry, the sweeter the juice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm, you know, purely and extremely getting wild and crazy off the chain. You know what I'm saying? So come on through, show your boy some love. And, you know, give me my happy you getting old wishes, you know. And happy birthday to all the queers out there, man. Much love and thanks, you know, for sharing this day, man. Because, you know, nigga lost a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying? Lost a lot of family members leading up to this hill. And, you know, can't make false promises, man. A lot of people say they promised to, you know what I'm saying, to celebrate with me. Because people had to break that promise, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to my brother, Elijah Bowden. Celebrate his birthday, you know what I'm saying, this past Monday on the 8th. Yeah, we a year, 3 days apart. So, yeah, no, big ups to him doing his thing. Happy birthday to you, bro. And, yeah, man, that's pretty much what we going to do is just partying, man. Later on, I got me about 2 gallons of gin. I got to go motherfucking pick up. Yeah, 2 gallons of gin. That's the only way you can get in where you fit in. Shouts out to Amsterdam Gin, man, that had a nigga feeling like it was 80 degrees last night when it was actually like 43 degrees outside, and we out there swinging down there with no shirts off. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's all good. So, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me, goddammit. And happy birthday, happy birthday, goddamn it, happy birthday to me. Fucking right, shit. I motherfucking roll. Say happy birthday to myself. Y'all hold on, man, because I got to make a quick call real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Mouse. Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. Oh, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
Real talk, real women, girl. Go on, call up in here. I got a question to ask you. You know
I
what I'm saying?
I want to see your tits, my dear.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Oh, that's my shit. Hey, check this out, man. Y'all know Valentine's Day is coming up. You know what I'm saying? If you're single out there, make sure you know, don't find no motherfucking body at this time of year. It's the wrong time to be motherfucking shopping for love because everybody's out there just trying to motherfucking do like Christmas time, get a goddamn gift. So this is not the time to look for love around motherfucking Valentine's Day. God damn it. Wait till the day after they get all them sales. Hit ass up with some day old chocolate in a car. You know what I'm saying? And that's love, girl. That's love. But, man, happy Valentine's Day to all y'all that's got somebody. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, man, make sure you hold them tight, man. Give them a kiss. You know what I'm saying? Kiss and a hug. And, you know? Do what you do, man. Just don't be fucking to my show. You know, some of y'all be fucking to my show, man, and be actually calling in and letting me know that. I am honored, but, yeah, that is not something I want to lay my head down and close my eyes to. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So we got some Shelly Kate. Finna do some funny Valentine up in this thing, man. We going to come right back at you. Don't forget, it's my motherfucking birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Damn it, happy birthday to me.
sunny Valentine. Sweet coming Valentine.
Also, happy birthday. Oh, sorry. I ain't mean to mess up the song like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, my phone lines is not blowing up, but I know somebody wants to come
Captain,
on.
Captain, I suggest Vulcan Mind Probe.
All right, let me go ahead and do one real quick. We got 832 in the building. Welcome to the Starship Smelly Prize.
Glad to be here. I'm happy for you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Real Talk, Real Women. I believe this is my first time ever talking to you live on the phone, ain't it?
Yes, this is the first time I've been on the Starship.
Wow. People, give it up. Well, I don't know where my hand clap at. I was going to give you a hand clap for that one. You know what I'm saying?
You
but how's you doing today? You know, chilling.
Oh. I'm doing good, feeling blessed, enjoying your show, and so happy for you for your birthday. And I'm all ready because I have something special for you. You ready for it?
Oh, groovy, baby.
Here we go.
You need some theme music or something?
Yep, here it is, just for you, okay?
Oh, snap, y'all. Here we go. We get some.
Once a year we celebrate, we're stupid, had some plastic plates, the fact that you were able to make a trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday,
now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday,
your life still is
keep
older.
Keep firing, spend some of that taxpayer money.
But you didn't die this year, I guess that's good enough.
Let me.
Health and hope you don't remind yourself the chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year.
In a reject,
hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold from here.
Happy birthday.
Have you done it matters?
Happy birthday.
Starting to
we're putting this on the rest, people. We're putting this on the rest. Oh man, real talk, real women done call in on the real, on a real one, boy. Is this the extended version, woman?
But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday,
you wish you had more money.
Happy birthday,
your life's so sad and funny.
Happy birthday,
how much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Bill, Stanley. Good. Frank, Dickie, Bob,
right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Was that you singing on the hook?
Wow!
I knew you'd get a kick out of it.
Congratulations!
Oh man! Hey, you know, parodies, that's like, you know, what the white dude name is? Weird Al Yankovic, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he was great.
That's one of his, you wouldn't want him calling you for your birthday. I'd probably have to pass up on that one, you know what I'm saying? Weird Al, I don't need that, brother. You probably call me a little too much. So what you doing for Valentine's Day? You got a special someone?
Yes, I have a special someone.
Oh shit, let me play that music for you, girl. Oh, working, girl, working. What you doing Valentine's Day? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I see them hips are moving, girl. Bam, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know who the lucky man is, but boy, you're a drum roller, you know what I'm saying? All right, goddammit, shit. You was getting too little loud. What you got going on for the V-Day, you know what I'm saying? You dressing up in your birthday suit or something?
But see, I believe that kind of love should be shown every day. So it'll just be
yeah,
a day that we do together that just we do every day. So I love each other, and we'll go out and eat and watch Wolfman. Definitely got to go see that. But
what
know,
the hell is that?
This is a new movie out that's about the man werewolf, the werewolf movie.
Oh, okay. I just sell bootleg movies. I don't watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I can send you a copy of that. You know what I'm saying? If you do that, you know, y'all can have an in-house movie. You know what I'm saying? Real romantic day out, you know. $5.21. Just pay for the shipping and handling, you know. And I had that for before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
You know?
Give me the time where the people not standing up and walking around.
With the hands and everybody laughing along with the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. Is this that new age experience right here? Actually in the movie theater? You know that, man.
I've had some bad ones.
That's
why I was like, don't give me the one with the people. And the baby
so you's a bootleg connoisseur then. You know what I'm saying? You's a bootleg connoisseur.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You got
this set, you know, you got to patronize your people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
support your local. You know, but yeah, it is a couple of them out there that you know, definitely need to get, you know, pull the pistol on, you know what I'm saying, and get laid down for them bat-ass movies and shit. But you know, it's all good. Let me walk over here real quick. Excuse me one second. Gotta walk over here. Got somebody hailing me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and beam them up on it. 8-1 Tracy!
In the building. Happening.
Crute, my brother. Cui my dog
to you. Bonjour.
Ah, well, como
salari. He's speaking Spanish.
No, we speaking African. We spoke by four different languages just then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, chao pai toi, and xin chao to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I speak it all. Oh, wait a minute. What's my Korean at? Gomham Sanidada, some shit like that. I don't. Dude told me one time, you know. What happened, homie? What it do? Don't do. Did you get the gangster text message?
Which one? No, I don't think I got that one.
Oh,
you
okay,
sent me
good,
something?
Good. No, I'm waiting on Krim. We won't talk about it.
Oh, okay.
We got something else to talk about before the nutty news. You know what I'm saying?
Feliz compromisos. You know what I mean?
Not coming from your ass, nigga. I mean, that's what I thought it was. Feliz cumpleaños.
There you go.
You got the girl in the background. God damn it, put her on the phone. Let her say it right. Shit.
Say it again.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Gracias, mi amiga, because, yeah, El Chapo, upper language there. Yeah, that nigga like one of them Harley Choppers and shit. He cranking up the language, boy. That's real, man. I appreciate it. You already know, man. I'm trying to do my thing, man. You know, turning 32, I'm blessed, unstressed, feel like 23. You know, feel like I'm like 18. You know, I look like I'm like 17. You know, I'm down, cut my hair and everything. I got that little Michael Jordan look going on. You know, I look like shit tomorrow, but it's all good. I look good today. You know what I'm saying? Look good today.
Yeah.
You coming down to party with me, man? You know, it's the official Coco Fans takeover tonight.
Oh, yeah, but it's Coco tonight.
It's the official takeover. I'm talking about outside. You know I don't play that fuck shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. What the hell? Okay, you got that generator going. Hell yeah.
Shouts out to DJ POP. You're going to let me, you know what I'm saying, hold his generator. How about the motherfucking generator? And I thought it was just a fluke thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got my computer plugged up to it, my little hard drive. I can't even plug a lamp into it. Now, I got it out of the repair shop. I took my generator to the repair shop. Spent $82 motherfucking dollars to get the bitch out the same day and the motherfucker broke down.
Oh, hell no.
$82 fucking dollars, you know what I'm saying? My last little bit of money. Fucked around and my homeboy Art nigger rigged it so it'll, you know, function so we can get some function out of it. Now it flatlines out to like 150 volts. So anything you plugging into it, It's plowing. I done blew two receivers. My receiver, that's why I ain't got no music. Blew both my receivers. And then last night, my homies put his damn 2400 watt club amp. You know what I'm saying? Plug that bitch up. I blew the man amp, dog. I ain't even gonna lie.
Oh, hell.
Blew the man motherfucking amp, dog. Straight the fuck up. I said, damn. So, yeah, man. It was fail, brother. It was fail. You feel me? It was fail.
Wow.
It was a fail scene, brother. So,
Who got in the building, my bad.
Hey, wait a minute. Real talk, really. Women, where you? Where is 832 at?
That's in Texas. Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. Well,
shout out to Houston.
Wait a minute. Let me get your weather report real quick. This is coming out.
Cold rain.
See what y'all got going on. 39 degrees, light rain. Feels like it's 39.
Yes.
You got your winds coming at 3 miles per hour. And your weather word for the day is called super cooling. super cooling means the reduction of the temperature of any liquid below the melting point of that substance's solid phase, cooling a substance beyond its normal freezing point. Super cool water is water that remains in a liquid state when it is at a temperature that is well below freezing. The smaller and purer the water droplets, the more likely they can become super cooled. That is your weather word of the day, goddammit. Huh? Say you ain't going to learn nothing on this show. You might learn some ignorance, but you're going to learn something up in
That's
this motherfucker
right.
here. You know? Something. That's why I roll with my dog.
Timmy!
You know? Appreciate you, homie. Hey, you're always there for me, Timmy. You're always there. You know? When everybody else is at the mall shopping and shit, he right there rolling around, you know, running into shit, hanging out with the other dudes.
Yay!
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And, you know, every time they do it, I have to tell them, y'all, you know.
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know? Anybody got something mashed up, you know? Oh, real talk, real women, this is my own boy Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? No sleep, no sleep entertainment. This is one of the artists down here, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing real big. What you do in Texas, real talk? What you do?
What I do, like, as far as just what I do.
Like profession-wise? Are you a housewife or something?
Yeah.
Or what?
No, professionally, I'm a case manager. I work with at-risk children, so I help foster children, adopt children, and juvenile delinquents.
What the at-risk is doing, running away or something?
No.
Oh, my man. You know, I ain't gonna fuck with the kids. They ain't licking on the window, kids, is it?
No, it's that. You know,
you know, you got some window lickers out there. You know, get your tongue off. What? Damn it. Get your tongue off the window. What? I had to slap him in the back of the head and shit. Then that really put their whole mouth on the window there. You know what I'm saying?
I just try to save the young people, to keep them from going to prison and get them stable and productive citizens.
Oh, yeah, so you're a preacher too then. Girl, go ahead and give some sermons up in there. You know what I mean? Heal the world.
Gotta pray.
Make it a better place. I ain't got no Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? But I will play Heal the World for you, but I just leave that for Goofy Bones Show. I think he got that. You know, we are the world, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all have to go to his show to check that out. You know?
Yeah.
But it's all good. Let me tell you something, Ashwood, about the text gangster going on. Have you ever been text gangster, real talk?
No, what is that?
Yeah. A text gangster is somebody who gets mad at you and then goes into a bathroom and takes a picture of his motherfucking self and then spray you on the goddamn text message for like 3 minutes and shit. Calling you all this, calling you all that, and then at the bottom of it, he take a picture of himself like, ooh, yeah, nigga, I see it. That is text gangster. That is Soulja Boy gangster. That's that internet gangster.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You feel me?
He's an internet gangster.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. I can't even tell you who it is, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do one thing to give you a little clue. You know what I'm saying? You know how I do. You know how I do. Yeah.
You got to be a super motherfucker to get fired in your day.
Yep. You know?
Oh,
who is that? Who is that?
Oh, hell no.
Who is that?
Not my nigga.
No! No! Man, come on, bro. Let me tell you something, man. I would have never expected it from Deuce, because, hell, I ain't think that nigga was that technically inclined, you know what I'm saying, on the cell phones like that, you know what I'm saying, to send out a text message like that. But apparently he was, and, yeah, he sprayed that shit out of Coco's Lounge bathroom, got mad at Crime City, and I'm waiting on Krim to call in and really give you everybody the low down on it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man,
yo,
he pulled that old text gangster and shit in the bathroom at the club.
On Crime City?
Yeah,
oh,
sprayed the whole fuck Bobby Treacherous, fuck Krim, fuck everybody who rolled with him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
whole, like, damn.
Hey, Smelly.
Bro,
hey, Smelly. Hey, real talk, Smelly. You see why I'll be coming out like that, Smelly?
I'm like, damn. Is it that serious?
Yo, that's exactly why I be chilling, Smelly. Like, I be falling back for a little minute because it be so much drag. Some other shit went down too, Smelly. I'm going to call you on the back line a little later and tell you about that, though.
Damn. All right, well, hold on, man. I got 419 up in this mofo flipper, man. Let me go ahead and beam on them things. Hold on. That's me working my keys, y'all. I couldn't reach the little sound button, you know what I'm saying? Had to fill in on some sounds just then, you know. Had to fill in on some sounds. Welcome to the show this year.
Awesome.
Computer lady.
Story, kid.
Oh, thank you, Marlboro, man. Appreciate that. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Computer lady.
It lays Cupidonio Sati.
Cool day to you.
Cupidonio Sati.
Oh, I'm getting a song too.
Feliz cumpleaños, Smelly.
Yeah.
Feliz cumpleaños, a ti. Y mucho más.
And El Mucho Más. You need to take some motherfucking lessons, man. How the hell you goddamn live with a goddamn Spanish woman and your ass ain't even understand what the hell she was just saying? Get your ass off of here. Put your woman on the phone. Put your woman on the phone. I had to cuss her ass out, too. But not teaching your ass some damn language.
Bonjour,
Smelly. Goofy bone up in here with some fucking croutons and shit.
Goofy bone.
And Grute Smelly.
Yeah, let Goofy bone say it. You know what I'm saying? Croutons. I said, Croutons,
hey,
my babe.
Happy birthday. Enjoy yourself, Smelly, and much more.
Oh, you already know. I've been feeling on myself all morning. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, now, you throw a little too much 411 right there.
Oh, my bad. You know.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, God.
Hey. Get your little ass. I'm sorry, y'all. That's Timmy and the retard. Keep motherfucking fucking them.
Yay!
Buttons. Hey. Get your ass out of here, boy.
Hey, Tim.
Man,
yeah, I won't be able to stay long. I'm in the middle of completing a final draft for a contract. But I wanted to stop by, show love, and wish you a wonderful, happy, and blessed birthday. And I love you.
And I thank you for the, you know what I'm saying? The ring and ring, baby. I thank you for the ring and ring. When I seen your number, I was just like, you know, surprised. Is it Miss Computer Lady?
Were you that surprised?
And then I came back down. You know what I'm saying? I took two pumps and I called you in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And I'm back. We got real talk, real women up on here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Texas.
Hey, lady.
You know,
hey,
we got
how you doing?
Ass Wood in the building.
Hey, Ass Wood.
I ain't heard from Goofy Bone yet. I guess
what's
he just
happening?
Listening.
Hey, there. How you doing?
Croute
Goofy.
Hey,
but in a minute, we ain't going to speak no English. We just going to be speaking 12 other languages.
I know, we're going to be speaking a little everything. Everybody
going to
tune like, what did they say?
Like, what? Did you just say, hasta la como talibu? Wait a minute, that don't go together, man.
Nick mixed it all up.
Hasta la crute to you.
Got it.
Hasta
la crute. Bonjour. Father Blue, I sign you off.
Like, damn, Kavion
means thank you very much. Kavion means thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And hey, Goofy, babe, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Well, it's getting dramatic, y'all.
Oh, goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's going down. It's going. Let me put something in the background. Hey, what's up with your show that went down? Oh, is that tomorrow?
Oh, what's my up? Interview with Chetan. That's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I will not be there. No, I'm just fucking.
Oh, I was gonna say,
I have my cup of Juton already. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's for you ladies. You know what I'm saying? I do something for you though. How about that? How about I do this for you? Yeah. Put that old Juton. Get at me in the background. You know what I'm saying? The hell is my co-host at? Anybody seen? You know, anybody been to Australia lately?
I would like to go to Australia. I haven't been there yet.
Like that's a day trip and shit. You know? I just
day
came
trip,
back
nah,
the last
that, that's,
night.
That's
know?
Almost a right. That's almost a week and a half trip right there.
Went down there, got me some koala biscuits, and you know what I'm saying? So I'm back with my you know. Got my kangaroo boots, you know what I'm saying? And
your kangaroo boots.
Yeah, got me some marsupial soup, and you know, score down. Y'all ain't never had that marsupial soup?
No, I never had it.
Koala ball soup.
No, I haven't had that either.
Damn, koala ball soup is healthy for you. You got little, they look like little corn pops or something in your soup. You know what I'm saying? With the little koala balls. I don't know what happened to the koala, you know what I'm saying, but hey.
Uh-huh.
Get some koala phone.
Who knows?
They keep your yang up.
I may not try. It's going to have to depend. But anyway, I will say that for the 13th, I wouldn't mind you coming through because the 13th is Gentleman's Day on the Miss Computer Lady Show.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I ain't no gentleman, so I don't know where I'm going to sit at. You know what I'm saying, but...
Well, you have two times to catch me. You can catch me either this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Corresponding
oh, wait.
Let me put your
advertising music on. Go ahead. There you go.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's your advertising music. Go ahead and advertise.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, spend your time with Miss Computer Lady for your pre-Valentine's treat. You get to spend 2 hours with me, February 13th, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, your favorite slow ballads. And then, Gentlemen's Night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my guest, independent artist Lorraine Starr of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Was she R&B or something?
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to come on the show. I'm going to be like, hey, girl.
Hey, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, girl. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Anyways, people. Hey, let me play something real quick, man. Let me put something in the background because... Y'all is getting off the chain up here. Y'all got to slow y'all down. Oh, matter of fact, I'm sorry. Hey, what you going to do, woman? Because you know what time it is, right?
I got to say goodbye to y'all, but it's been fun. Enjoy
oh,
Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah, but
take
care, real talk.
Everybody, everyone's ready.
Damn it, it's Arches because she's.
I know. And Smelly, I'm sorry. I'm the other diva that's going to have to leave, too, but... I wanted to again show you love and wish you a wonderful, wonderful happy birthday. Enjoy to the fullest and be safe.
Well, thank you very much. And I know I played this song earlier, but goddamn it, it's my motherfucking birthday. So I'm going to play this bitch.
Well, play it again.
That's right.
It's your birthday.
It's going down. All right, let me hit this beam for everybody who want to get the hell up off of this mofo flipper. Yeah, go ahead. We gonna get into what cut, man, so I can blow my goddamn nose.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I need another birthday song, though, man. You gotta come up. That's what you need to come up with, a birthday song, nigga.
Come up
with a hot birthday song with a hot beat, like QC Party Starters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers everywhere want this. Yeah, they want this shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's what we gonna do. God damn it. My motherfucking birthday, god damn it. Turn goddamn 15 up in this motherfucker. Yeah, I'm 15, god damn it. I'd like to thank everybody coming through. 186.2. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, we're a women. This computer lady, ass wood. You know what I'm saying? Dog is fuck. Going down, y'all. hey, 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 hey. Fuck him if you got him. Fuck him if you got him. Fuck him if you got him. If you don't. But, shit, I don't know. Coming back, Record of Game Radio.
Hey, y'all know the name. Big Chris on the mic and the death ain't changed. I made a crowd for a while. Got a whole bunch of niggas like a girl gone wild. Y'all ball, but we ball harder. Everybody in the city know the party's on. Yep. And the vibe is right. Lil' mama celebrating. It's my birthday night. It's my dog birthday. It's the first day, and it's my dog birthday. I ride with my dog, kill for my dog, work with my dog, get paid, fuck cold with my dog. That's real, I ball people. For your birthday, we gon' fly out people. Brand new kick, brand new chain, walk in the club, look brand new man. Why long, you lame, trick on horse, ain't bits on my dick while you on yours. They try hard, but them boys ain't last. You need to roll with the boys, they fast. And my dog got a birthday day. What's that? Down on that birthday day, girl. It's my dog.
Alright, y'all, gonna get into one motherfucking Valentine's Day. Let me get into one little some bills real quick. Gonna get into what we got to get into. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. There we go. All right, y'all. Let me. Hold on. What the fuck is that? Since this is coming up on Valentine's Day, let me give y'all something, a sweet treat to give to your ladies.
I'm hungry for something different.
Fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts.
God.
Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Zebra Bars. Put it in your mouth and suck it. Oh, my bad. All right, y'all, I'm beaming up everybody in just a second because you got to get this motherfucking. Oh, shit. I guarantee y'all, today you finna laugh your motherfucking ass the fuck off. Not just because it's my birthday, but goddamn it, because Nutty News goes on all the way around the motherfucking world. So you got to sit back and laugh at somebody else's misery because what? Misery loves company, god damn it, so hey. Right, Nutty News Today is provided in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your daily strange, odd, crazy, and weird world news. Go and check them out, you know what I'm saying? Oh, ooh. All right. It's that damn business time. Time to head into this nutty news. Let me go ahead and beam everybody back up. If you'd like to participate any and every time in the nutty news or any time you want to come on this motherfucker, hit me up. 347-237-5125. Make sure you tweet this goddamn episode for your boy, man. Hit your goddamn Twitter and retweet the episodes, you know. Bring all my homeboys up in this mother, you know what I'm saying? Up in this mother.
Am I live?
We is live. We is live.
Hey, smell so, good. I didn't get a chance to tell you happy birthday, homeboy, but happy birthday again.
You first one to goddamn call, shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let me say it again.
A goddamn motherfucker called me all the way from California, San Jose, California, this morning. Way motherfucking earlier than the goddamn it, I probably would have been up.
Hey, 8:30 in the motherfucking morning.
And you know what I'm saying? That's real nigga shit, man. It's motherfucking real nigga shit.
Hey, but you know what, homeboy? I was like, fuck. I wish I was there. I wish I could send you. I was back on my feet where I could send you a little something. You know what I mean, homeboy?
Man, hey, bro. You know what? People get one thing about Smell So Good is I'm not a materialistic nigga, man. It's all about, you know what I'm saying? The virtue of love. It's just the virtue of love, man.
Well, check this out. I'm a materialistic motherfucker where I want to, you know, say, hey, you my homeboy. This your birthday. Here's a gift for you, bro.
Hey, well, I appreciate it, brother. You know what I'm saying? The thought is welcome. You feel me? It's the thought that counts. That's what motherfuckers tell you. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
So, you know, motherfuckers just start counting then, goddamn. I don't know. This is Dead Dollar Records in the background. You know what I'm saying? Greg Fox. It's my homeboy. I love this goddamn song. Go ahead and get the motherfucking news started. Anybody got some nutty news y'all want to go ahead and say before I say? Because, you know, once I start.
Yeah, I got some nutty news for you, Smelly.
Yeah, this is the time to talk about it. This is the time to goddamn talk about it.
I just got finished writing this song, Smelly, and I need your help, man. You remember the guy that broke Michael Johnson's record? Is his name Usain Bolt or Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt.
With a V, right?
That broke Michael Johnson's record, the fastest man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is
Bolt.
With a V, right?
No, Usain. Usaine Bolt. Bolt.
Oh, Bolt.
Yeah, like a bolt. Like
Okay. Oh, okay. That's what it is. I just have to make sure, man. I said my DJs break records like Usain Bolt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You feel me?
That's hot. Yeah.
All right. I thought it was Bolt. Yeah, I got some new shit coming, man. Got some new shit.
Nigga, that ain't nutty. I say some nutty news, nigga. That ain't nutty. Shit, that's some real
it
news
been,
shit.
It would have been
nutty
if I'd have dropped it and said,
"Vote." Ain't nothing nutty in San Jose, man. You telling me ain't nothing nutty going on in San Jose? All right. Well, I know
man,
something.
There's shit going on every day. But I also want to say, go to Seattle. There's this girl that got her ass beat in front of the security guard. You know what I'm talking about? It's a little girl getting beat down in front of security guards. I mean, come on. What's the point on the job if you ain't going to secure people, if you know what I mean?
Exactly. Damn. Yep, that's nutty. Cause we still in motherfucking California. How far is Vallejo from you?
Oh, man. Are you talking about the city worker that beat the fuck out of?
No, I'm talking about the goddamn teen that was arrested for the ice cream truck shoot.
Oh, yeah, they found that motherfucker?
Damn, that's crazy. 15-year-old suspected of shooting an ice cream truck driver in Vallejo has been arrested.
Finally.
Yeah, police say the teen shot 39-year-old Amar, what, some fucked up name,
yeah.
Some shit, in the chest after demanding money on the afternoon of February 3rd as her truck was parked near Springstown Middle School. Damn. Your high kids busting on you.
Hey, you know what? You know, the sad thing is that lady, they had stories about that. That lady's been running that ice cream truck for more than 15 somewhat years. And, you know, everybody loved her in the community. And this little motherfucker just decided to rob her ass and shoot her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he didn't kill her, though. Was she in the hospital and shit?
Nah, she dead.
What?
Yeah, she dead.
Damn, boy, yeah, they didn't go all into that. Damn. I mean, what the fuck? Parents, what the... You got to give your fucking kids some allowance. You know what I'm saying? Allowance is incentives to motherfucking do better. So if you don't have no kind of incentives for your kids, this is the motherfucking end result right here. They're going to try to rob the goddamn ice cream fucking lady.
But it's for real, though. You know, this kid, they say this kid, he didn't have to do that. He just wanted to do that. You know what I mean?
Damn.
It's like this motherfucker's in the struggle that kill for dollars because they need the dollars. Not just because you were bored one day or your girlfriend left you or whatever, whatever. And you could just motherfucking do that shit. That's motherfucking some gay-ass shit right there. Hey, but Smelly, let me call you back real quick. I gotta find me a situated spot where I can smoke. Them motherfucking cops are everywhere.
Damn. You know how that is.
I'll call
right
back.
What you need me to beam, y'all? Yo, all right. He just floating by. All right, I got you. He gonna float, y'all, and then he gonna come back through. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to beam him. He floating and shit, so that's cool. All right, let me start this thing back up, man, because I tell you, boy, I got some fucking shit for you today. Boy, I got some motherfucking shit for you. Let's go ahead and get... Yeah, man, this nothing new today. I'm y'all the chain. Let me get my homeboy Gino in the motherfucking background. Got some Gino in the background. This is somewhere over the rainbow, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. A little background music. Yeah. Alright, y'all, we in the motherfucking UK. The goddamn crazy ass United Kingdom. And guess what? Right before Valentine's Day. School bans Valentine's Day cards for kids. God damn, I thought the Grinch was only in Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day Grinch and shit. Yeah. A British school has banned its pupils from sending cards on Valentine's Day, saying the youngsters are not mature enough for romance. Ashcombe Primary School in England, which teaches students aged 4 to 11, has threatened to confiscate any cards found on the premises in Somerset, Southwest England. I don't think I can be kind of mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Because the way motherfucking sex is so exploited nowadays, you know, yeah. And they every time you look at the commercial, you know what I'm saying? It's the woman on that bitch with the man they kissing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, even nowadays they got the motherfucking little kids kissing the other little kid and shit. That's just no, man. There's nothing cute about that. You feel me? All you motherfuckers would call that shit is child pornography. So, yeah, I mean, you got to understand that's where it starts from. You know what I'm saying? It shit starts from when they're young. So, if they're young and they're at their most impressionable point, and you infiltrating them with this old love shit and talking about I like you and you love, they don't need to be all knowing about that shit. They don't even need to be worrying about that shit. Get your goddamn education on. Get the fuck out of school. And you get the fuck out of school, then you can turn around and talk about, oh, I got a girlfriend, boyfriend. But all that old 8-year-old bullshit talking about they got a fucking girlfriend or boyfriend, that shit is not fucking cute. That shit is not fucking cute at all. Coming home talking about, yeah, this is... No. You little stupid motherfuckers need to concentrate on your goddamn school books and your grades. You don't have time to concentrate on another motherfucker's feelings. So your parents need to stop motherfucking condoning that shit too. That shit is not cute. You know what I'm saying? If your ass is got a little boyfriend or girlfriend and you under 15 years old, something wrong with that. I don't give a shit. Something wrong with that. You need to be concentrating on your fucking books. That's why your motherfucking dropout rate is all fucked up. Because people around getting their minds all clusterfucked, you know what I'm saying? Worrying about another person's thoughts and shit. And trying to look out for another person. Hey! Stay in the motherfucking UK, where girlfriend's stiletto shoe stabs man's brain. God damn. Yeah, the blow was so severe that the heel touched Gavin Taylor's brain. It is thought the incident occurred while Mr. Taylor, 28, was in a taxi with his girlfriend in the early hours of Sunday morning After a night out in Huddersfield, West York, the shoe is believed to have pierced his eye, passed through his eye socket, and touched his brain. Damn, boy, that shit hurt there. Just the thought of that shit. Damn, boy. Damn. Boy. Now, you, hey, Ash, you seen some of them stilettos, right? I mean, you know what a stiletto is.
Yeah, that's some shoes, right? Ain't that
with
some shoes?
With them long, with the, at the end, with them long-ass
heels.
Yeah, with the long-ass heel on it. Pointed. Damn. Fuck, is y'all fighting or something? Damn. All right. Let's go on over here to Australia, man. Shouts out to Miss Tasha XXX, my Australian co-host. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah. A teen has been sucked through an intake pipe. Okay. Let's go in on that one. A 15-year-old has been hailed the luckiest person alive by emergency services after being sucked through an intake pipe in a river. Tragedy was nearly averted when residents from the area heard the boy's frantic screams over the roar of the water when he became stuck in a drain inlet at a low-level concrete crossing in the Narang River on the Gold Coast last night. What the fuck was you doing in the water? That was dumb as hell. Jet, you know I'm on the show. He'll be calling in. Jet Set calling in just a second. You know what I'm saying? And let me finish up. Let's go to Alaska, people. We in Genoa, some shit like that, Alaska, where a man has his nose bitten off. Ooh, yeah, there's some painful news today, man. There ain't nothing nutty about this shit. Man, someone bit off a piece of an Alaska man's nose, and police want to find the assailant, except the victim refuses to talk about it. Yeah, searchers of park found the missing part of the nose, which was rushed to a local hospital where doctors worked to reattach it. Man, that's crazy as a motherfucker, boy. Anybody seen Alex Baldwin lately? Looking ugly as fuck. God damn, he looked like a pasty, sad saddlebag of shit. Damn. Alex Baldwin was taken to a Manhattan hospital earlier today after his teenage daughter frantically called 911, claiming that he had taken sleeping pills following a heated fight with her. Don't know what the fuck that means. While the 12:10 a.m. call came in as a possible alcohol or drug overdose, sources told the Post that Baldwin never swallowed sleeping pills and had only threatened to do so. Who the fuck cares? Take your bitch ass to sleep. I mean, it ain't like you taking the whole bottle of sleeping pills. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all right. This is getting even more painful and weirder, people. More painful and weirder. It's coming up. Because, yeah. Let's see, we'll check off in the bridge real quick. All right. Edwards' baby mama. Yeah, threatens to go public. John Edwards' former mistress, yeah, would get extremely upset and threaten to go public whenever he discussed his love for his wife, Elizabeth. What's up, Jet? All right, y'all, hold on a second. I'm going to finish reading this. You already know what time it is, brother. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Doing it live, celebrating on the radio right now. Yeah, nope.
Yo, what's up? Happy
birthday
to you.
Well, hey. Hey, thank you, my brother. Thank you, man. You know, I really appreciate that, man. Much love. This is Mr. Jet Set, everybody. Calling from Hollywood, California. So I'm saying, so we get some Hollywood love, man.
Didn't want to miss your birthday. You know, everybody have a day.
Yeah, you got to have. You know what I'm saying? If you're blessed enough to make it to yours, man. You know, everybody has their day. That's real, man. Hey, you are a brother. You know what I'm saying? That's the modern technology. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the days, a couple of years ago, we couldn't even motherfucking do no calling like this here. You know what I'm saying? State to state, just virtually like this. So, you know, thank the Lord for modern technology advancing to the point where, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to be there, but you can still be there.
Amen. Amen. As long as you know I'm there in spirit and everything.
Know that. Y'all look out for Mr. Jesse Jet Set Hudson in the up and coming movie Gigantic. When is the movie due to release? Okay. What kind of movie is it? California called me up like 8:30 this morning, you know what I'm saying, and was the first one with his foot in the door and, you know, wishing me a happy birthday. So, you know, it's been a lot of love all across the world. I had Ohio call me, Texas, you know what I'm saying, homeboy from right here, 813, Ashwood. You know, had a lot of people call in, man, wish your boy a happy birthday. So it's been, you know what I'm saying, a good day. Been having a good time. And I ain't even got started yet, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even got started yet. That's real. All right, Jet. I know you on the set. All right, bro. I appreciate you, Jet. Hey, much love to you, Jet. Appreciate you. You know it. All right, y'all. That's Jet Set calling from motherfucking Hollywood, California. You know what I'm saying? On the set of Gigantic. You know what I'm saying? My boy, man, that's some real nigga shit, man. You call me off the goddamn movie set. Boy, that's some motherfucking real nigga shit, man. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's just real love, man. And, let me get into, matter of fact, let me play one of my shits. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play my goddamn Money for Sale in the background. This is your boy, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Smell So Good and Jet Set song I wrote called Money for Sale. I wrote this bitch back in 2005, but I still got money for sale. So check this out, y'all. John Edwards' former mistress would get extremely upset and threaten to go public whenever he discussed his love for his wife, Elizabeth, in the media. A former aide told Fox News Thursday as he released a voicemail tape in which a woman he said was real, Rael Hunter, can be heard complaining to Edwards about such an interview. So what, bitch? I mean, damn, boy, woman scorned, boy. Y'all better stay the fuck out of their way, boy. Woman gets scorned, ooh-wee. That shit gets drastic, you know what I'm saying? But let's take this thing on over here to Flow Week, duh. You know what I'm saying? We up in Gainesville, where I ain't never heard this shit. But a man tells a goddamn police dog to sit. Yeah. Gainesville man was charged late Tuesday with interrupting a working police dog by commanding the dog to sit. Mario Dewan Porter, who will be 21 on Friday, was charged with striking a police animal, disorderly conduct, possession of drug paraphernalia, and refusing to sign a citation for violating the city's noise and window tint ordinances. Man, what the hell, Lil? That man done told y'all motherfucking dog that's only supposed to work on y'all command to motherfucking sit. Ain't that a bitch? I ain't never heard no shit like that. Because I ain't no police ass nigga to know no motherfucking dog commands and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's go over here to motherfucking Georgia. Shouts out to Lil Burn, because that's where we at. And a man destroys TVs at a Walmart. Police are investigating what may have caused a man to walk into a Walmart and destroy 29 flat-screen TVs. Damn. How do you destroy 29 TVs before a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, the employees come around and like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing? Or where the fuck was security at? Walmart got security. Exactly. He grabbed a metal baseball bat from the sporting goods section, walked to the electronics department, and destroyed the TVs on display. Ain't that a bit? Fucking nutball. Alright, we back in the UK. Man, please. Dashwood, man, what do I always say about the UK?
There's always some crazy shit. Only in the UK. Only in the UK.
Oh, man. Only in the UK, brother. How in the hell? Hey, I mean, we're going to go out that bitch with a camera. You feel me? Get our goddamn footage on, because shit. Y'all got news. Y'all just some fucking nuts, man. Doctors leave 7-inch forceps inside patient. Yeah. A British mother spent 3 months in agony after doctors left a 7-inch set of forceps inside her during a routine operation. Donna Bowitt went in for surgery to remove her gallbladder a year ago and was left in so much pain she could barely move. God damn, you walked around 3 months with 7-inch forceps inside of you. Scissors inside of you. God damn. Well, that's only the UK, people. You're only in the UK. Let me switch the music up, you know what I'm saying, for this last little article, yeah? Y'all hold on, bear with me. Gotta play some different music, man. Where's my tap? Where's the tap? Alright, for the next reading. Deadliest catch. Captain Phil Harris dies, people. We're in New York. Tough fishing boat Captain Phil Harris, whose brave exploits in the wild waters off the Alaskan coast were captured on the popular television show Deadliest Catch, has died, family members said. He was 53. Harris suffered a stroke in late January while in port at St. Paul Island, Alaska, offloading the fishing vessel he ran. R.I.P., brother. R.I. fucking P. Yeah. Damn, man. A lot of people passing away, boy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people passing, losing their lives and all that, man. So I damn sure thank the Lord for allowing me to be right here seeing my birthday. You know what I'm saying? And that's some real nigga shit. Yeah, man. Let me play with my goddamn homeboy. Mr. Vice Grip. Income low, cause I'm on the economical pressure. We in motherfucking Phoenix, Arizona, we finna wrap this shit on up, y'all. Because a girl was kept in the bathroom for 2 months. Yeah, for cheating. Alrighty. A malnutrition Phoenix girl was locked in a bathroom without running water for 2 months, beaten with metal rods, and forced to exercise until exhaustion because her father said she had stolen food and cheated on a homeschool test. Damn. What the fuck? You cheating on a goddamn test and you at home. How in the hell? Alright, I got a couple more, man. Fuck. Let's take this over to damn Miss Computer Lady's land. We're in Louisville, Ohio. Yeah. You're probably going to be facing felony charges because a man tattoos a 1-year-old girl. Yeah. Stark County man is facing a felony child endangering charge for allegedly tattooing a one-year-old girl. Lee Dietrich, 20 years old, is accused of putting the non-removable tattoo on the child's backside while she was visiting his house with a female relative. Dietrich, yeah, is not the girl's father. Man, what kind of shit is that? You touching little girls' ass and shit, and then you putting a tattoo on it? You're a fucking pedophile, brother. You're going to be labeled as that. Didn't hear about this down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to, the New Orleans Saints, you know what I'm saying, for winning the Super Bowl. And shouts out to the Indianapolis Colts just for making it there, goddammit. And we're in Florida, where a man has testicles punctured at the Super Bowl party. Oh, man. What the fuck is up with these articles? Damn, my balls hurt now. Yeah. Indianapolis Colts fans may have had their dreams of a championship punctured on Sunday. Yeah, but a football fan at a party suffered a much worse fate at a post-Super Bowl fight early Monday morning. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the Key Wester had his testicles punctured during a fight. Damn, man. Like, the motherfucker that got his damn balls kicked in his back and shit. Y'all remember I read that? Where the dude got his damn balls kicked. They went into his stomach. Yeah, that's what it was. Kicked his damn balls into his stomach. God, man. All right, y'all. A woman dies. Yeah, we're in Hong Kong. This is some crazy fucking shit. Woman dies after woman doing her wash falls on her. Wow. A woman has been killed in a bizarre accident in which an elderly neighbor plunged from her high-rise flat and landed on top of her. Both women were killed yesterday after the 74-year-old slipped while collecting clothes from a drying rack outside her flat and fell from her 27th floor flat and landed directly on top of a Chan Kwai Mwai. Oh, that's the lady's name. My bad. I thought that was a damn country or something. Yeah, the lady landed directly on top of Chan Kwai Mwai. Some shit like that. A 51-year-old. Damn. If y'all seen this shit, that is some crazy shit. You know, in Hong Kong, they don't build out. They build up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Big deal radio. I just seen them up off in this motherfucker. Shouts out to A-Twiz. Go ahead, throw some A-Twiz on in the background. Finish up this motherfucking news. He sending your boy some shots out and everything. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Let me find that track real quick. Here we go. Well, matter of fact, let me throw some Ashwood, and then we're going to play some A-Tweez, you know what I'm saying, in the background, that we do. And since it's this special occasion, you know what I'm saying, you know what the fuck we finna do, goddammit, get your glasses in there, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking glasses in there. All right, let's go over here to London, y'all. Where being dumb is among top heart health risks. Okay. Yeah, intelligence comes second only to smoking as a predictor of heart disease. Research wasted money by Britain's Medical Research Council, the MRC, found that lower intelligence, quoting the IQ, scores were associated with higher rates of heart disease and death. I like to make a toast to everybody. Wow. Didn't know that. Didn't care to know that either. I am dumber for knowing that. Right. Did anybody know that meat glue is in your meat?
To me, what?
Yeah. Meat glue is in your meat. Enjoy. Yeah, we're in Sweden, y'all. Sweden has approved thrombin. THROMBIN. A new so-called meat glue. Thrombin is a coagulation protein which together with the fibrous protein fibrin can be used to develop a meat glue enzyme that can be used for sticking together different pieces of meat. Small parts of pork tenderloin can be glued together to make the product look like a whole fillet. Man, y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man. And they approve this shit. Anything that say glue, what the fuck do you want to be consuming some shit like that for? Right. Okay. Let's go over here to motherfucking Australia, where foil insulation. Yeah, oil insulation. You better watch yourselves down that power lines and shit, because it's killing people. Wow. The Australian government has ordered a huge safety audit of every home that was fitted with foil insulation as part of a nationwide energy saving plan. It was linked to a number of electrocution deaths. Improperly installed foil insulation can conduct electricity from mains, cables, effectively making the entire roof cavity live. Damn. So basically, your whole motherfucking house has just become a lightning rod, or is shit. I guess electrically active. Wow, that's dangerous. Cause my damn co-host, you know what I'm saying? She just motherfucking bought her motherfucking home and shit. So, huh? All right. Well, anybody? Oh, wait a minute. That's Minnesota. Who the fuck is in Minnesota? Kidrick, $1 million kid. Shouts out to Kidrick, the $1 million kid. But we in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where a couple wins years-long ticket battle. Yeah, and saves $83. Okay. And let me find this A-Twiz real quick, y'all, so we can get into some new music. You know what I'm saying? New music is always provided to you in part by a motherfucking independent artist, man. Indie artists are the backbones of the music industry, you know what I'm saying? And DJs are the motherfucker that's running the whole goddamn industry. So fuck with us, you know, and that's how we do. You know it, man. Well, I don't want to give us our motherfucking props, credit, and all that shit, but at the end of the motherfucking day, bitch, I'm playing A-Twiz on the motherfucking radio. FM ain't playing it. AM ain't playing it. You feel me? Motherfuckers giving you the ass to kiss. So real DJs do real things, not motherfucking radio disc jockeys. It's a motherfucking difference. You feel me? Not a radio disc jockey. I'm a goddamn DJ. I break records, smash records, throw them bitches all the way across the board. You feel me? That's how you're supposed to do it. Yeah, we're in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Shirley Berry, 85 years old, and Tom Berry, 90, said the originally $30 ticket from June 2005 could not have possibly been theirs because neither of them have been to Minnesota. Yeah, but despite their insistence, the fine swelled to $83 by 2006 due to late fees, delinquency fees, collection fees, yeah, and a surcharge. Okay. How the hell did you get a ticket from a motherfucking place you ain't never been before? Oh, that's weird. But that's why it's on the news, because this is the weird, wild, and crazy news. Yeah. Let's go to Dubai. Dubai got the world's tallest building, if anybody didn't know that. But guess what the fuck happened? Tourists got trapped in a goddamn elevator at the world's tallest building. Yeah, I'd be freaked the fuck out. I probably would. Terrified passengers were left stranded between floors in the world's tallest building after a lift broke as they were descending in the Burj Khalifa Tower in Dubai. The 15 passengers inside the lift were stranded for 45 minutes before they were rescued by staff who dropped a ladder into the shaft and helped them to climb out to the observation deck. Ah, damn. Bitch, if you scared of heights, yeah, that would have been the wrong time for you to be on that elevator. Damn. And I ain't scared of heights, but bitch, I'll probably be scared of the motherfucker too. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on over here to Washington, D.C., man, where Robert Gibbs' comedy show, yeah, is not getting laughs. Uh-huh. The White House, well, I don't even know who the fuck he is, but anyway. The White House press room was a jovial place to be in the earlier days of President Barack Obama's presidency, but times have changed. The laughter has been reduced by half in recent months. In the first 6 months of the Obama administration, briefings produced an average of 179 laughs per month. Over the past 6 months, the average has dropped down to 89. I'm wondering who the fuck is wasting taxpayers' money and counting a motherfucker's laugh at the goddamn meeting. Boy, people could waste some fucking time. You counting a bitch laugh? Come the fuck on, man. All right, y'all. Listen, we about to wrap it up officially because we in New Orleans. We in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? We're passengers. Yeah, shout out to all y'all winning motherfuckers. But passengers was left waiting for hours on plane. Guess why? Because of parade. Angry, frustrated, and confused. Yeah, those are just a few of the lingering emotions being felt by close to 100 United Airlines passengers still stranded in New Orleans. Yeah, their packed flight to Los Angeles was supposed to leave at 7:18 p.m. Tuesday evening, but after spending 3 hours on the plane, flight number 263 never took off. Yeah, passengers say they were left waiting because the plane's pilots were more than 2.5 hours late. Yeah, because of the Saints' parade. Hell fucking no. These motherfuckers in this bitch celebrating this shit while y'all motherfuckers on the plane shitting on yourself. Ain't that a bitch? Hell no. Bitch, I don't even know how the motherfucking pilot made it on the plane after that one, because, yeah. Bitch, you would have burned your motherfucking ass on the plane. I would have had to motherfucking beat your ass. You would have got you. Y'all would have had to find some other pilot, because it would have been some motherfucking misunderstandings up in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Furniture moving, goddammit, or something. Some overhead compartments, you know what I'm saying, getting stuff. And they ain't talking about with luggage. Yeah, you know? Alright, y'all. Last but not least, we're going to finish this thing in Washington, D.C. where these lame motherfuckers come up with the lamest shit. Talking about our government. But, yeah. Child obesity now is threat to national security. Yeah, the fuck right. At a ceremony at the White House on Tuesday, First Lady Michelle Obama announced the launch of the Let's Move campaign to end childhood obesity in the United States. An epidemic, she said, is costly and a threat to national security. So guess what this broke-ass country done did? Yeah. Obama, is to add $10 billion over the next decade to update the Child Nutrition Act. Man, you motherfuckers are smoking crack, man. Whole goddamn government is smoking fucking crack. Chocolate crack or something, because y'all think shit is sweet. You motherfuckers are crazy. But that will conclude your motherfucking nutty news of the day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsTheDay.com, with all your real off-the-wall, crazy, deadly, strange, odd, motherfucking, just ignorant-ass news come from. And always remember what the fuck I say. Don't never believe what the fuck I say, goddammit. Go read it for your motherfucking self. That's real. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's going down. We finna get into a little bit more music real quick so I can motherfucking smoke and toke. You know what I'm saying? That's real. So let's get to a little shot new, don't you new? And she's at work, people. That's why she ain't calling. You know what I'm saying? She is at work, so she does get a hood pass. You know what I'm saying?
Janu.
Yeah, she get a hood pass for not calling in. Krim is in the motherfucking studio putting down a goddamn track. So I'll be linking up with him a little later on.
Crime City.
So
what the hell went down, man?
Hey, man, bro. I really can't even tell you, you know. Right after this, though, we're going to get back into it for the last couple of minutes, man. And we might even have to make a surprise call.
Hey, John, just going to give a nigga a lap dance or something.
Live right here on Record the Game Radio, man. It's my motherfucking birthday. Thursday, goddamn it. Shots out to 186 dude, Ashwood. Big Deal Radio, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, hanging out. Miss Computer Lady.
Girl, just
real talk, real women. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bones, just everybody, man, that done called in and holler at your boy. Thank you.
Unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Damn, little mama can't leave you alone. I don't shake no ass. I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass. I left it for cash.
Don't forget, after this, man, we got the motherfucking 186 Point Dude show. Doing a special show of Spell So Good Thursday, goddammit. Now I'm a cup. Hey, man, I got to send shots out, special shots out to motherfucking, it'd been a plant sit up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? My own boy DJ Slow Motion up in this bitch. Yeah, that's what time it is, man. Appreciate the love, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to beat my nigga Ashwood back up on here because we got to do something real quick, man. I'm going to do some real nigga shit for the last few minutes of the show, man, because you know I don't play the motherfucking text message and gangster and shit, so. Gotta make a call, man. We're gonna make a call, man. You feel me? Let me get this motherfucking music started and shit. And we gonna make a call, man. We called the motherfucking douche y'all for the last 5 minutes so we can get to the bottom of what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
Game ain't based on sympathy. It is what it is. So
I can't cry. I lost my mama, man.
CFL01.
Man.
Your call cannot be.
God damn.
When I was in the pen, I can't cry.
Well, was calling, goddamn deuce.
I lost my mama, man. I lost my family, man.
A real man, DJ Slow Motion up in this bitch. I gotta thank DJ Slow Motion because he actually online. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers ain't even got an account yet. Ashwood. But,
oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you signed up. Yeah, you just don't come on with your shit. Yeah. And make sure
yeah,
you save yourself. Yeah, make sure you save yourself as a friend. You know what I'm saying? And save
as
a friend, man.
I got you as a friend request. I sent you a friend request. I sent the comment last night. You didn't see my comment?
Well, I
put it on there. I just sent the comment to you. I think it was either last night or the night before last.
Oh.
As a matter of fact. I sent you a friend request. I got you. I already got you down. That same day when you had you put everybody on blast, I went and did that shit.
Oh yeah. Hey, you already know, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas do real things now.
Yeah, you put everybody on blast, so I was one of the first ones.
Hey, real niggas do real things, man. You know, I'm trying to step people game up, man. I'm trying to step the game up.
I feel you.
I go fuck ass bitch go motherfucking try to shine on me and shit when I ask some motherfucking girlfriend for her goddamn phone number. The bitch gonna tell me she ain't got no phone number. Bitch, I wasn't talking to you. Shut your motherfucking mouth. Then I had to go technological on that bitch. I say, bitch, do you even got an email address? So, bitch, you couldn't even talk to me if you ain't, because you ain't even got an email address, bitch. I asked her, you got an email address? She said, nah, I ain't got no email address. Well, bitch, you can't even talk to me. The fuck you talking about, bitch? I don't even communicate over the phone, bitch. I communicate through the emails. I wanted her goddamn email address. You running your goddamn fuck box. Shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I don't normally talk that way to women, but, yeah.
You got to, though.
That bitch there, you know what I'm saying?
Shit for brains.
Real nigga shit, you know what I mean? That's real, man. So I'd like to thank everybody for riding out with Old Snap. It's my motherfucking birthday, Thursday. We taking this thing over to 186 Deuce, you know what I'm saying? San Jose, California. We gonna party in California, y'all. Yeah, my homeboy Goofy Bone is throwing a party for me right after this here. So if y'all wanna tune in, y'all can call 347-324-5265. I believe that's the numbers. 347-324-5265. If not, try 646-595-4136. Yeah, both of them numbers is two different shows, but either way, them the bone hours. You know what I'm saying? And,
hey, let me get that number one time.
That's my damn number.
Yeah, I got that one.
Wait a minute. 347-324-5265.
5265, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 347-324-5265. All right.
Well, if you happen to be in the chat room, on the bridge, you can click on the link and it'll take you straight over to the show, which actually starts in like 90 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down.
Yeah,
man, that's how they showing love. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy showing love all the way in California, man. And you know what I'm saying? That's much love. I'm finna be out on the block in a few. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna be partying. Of course, and he shut it down. Cause I can drive and listen to his show. So, and then I can set up when I get to the block. Yeah, so I'm finna probably be there in like the next 30 minutes. Cause I'm gonna go ahead and then, you know, get ready to head out the door, shoot on over there. You know what I mean? Economical it up. You know what I'm saying? Release some pressure. Yeah, no. So anybody want to hang out, man, 34th and Chelsea Street, you know what I'm saying? We swanging. And then we're going to be swanging tonight at Coco's Lounge, you know what I'm saying, live. It is the official shutdown takeover of Coco's Lounge, at least for my birthday, goddammit, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hey, man, as a matter of fact, Slow Mo, man, if you can bring the goddamn setup, shit, nigga, you be the goddamn King Ding-a-ling Swing, man. You be the goddamn King Ding-a-ling Swing. But, shit, we gonna get down, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call you up anyways after this shit is over with. And we're gonna combo fate.
Yeah, shouts out to the whole Wrecking the Game, Party Time.
Yeah, man, I don't know where the hell he at. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll call that punk ass nigga up. Fuck you ain't called the show, nigga. It's all good. It's all good, though. I'd like to thank everybody who rolled out and riding out with Wrecking the Game Entertainment Radio. Oh, snap, it's my birthday Thursday. The show is officially over with. About to get up out of here and go on over to another show. And that's the 186 Deuce. Know what I'm saying? So you call in there, man, if you want to hang out, because that's where I'm going to be at, you know?
Yeah, doing it
for sure. I'd like to thank my dog Ashwood right here, man. You know what I'm saying? For hanging out with us, too, man. You know, it's much love to you, homie. You always doing what it do, you know? So
I'm getting by the building. Bit.
Yeah, that's what's up. You already know what time it is. We're going to get out of here with what everybody should be thinking about. You know what I'm saying? This is Crime City Records. Money on my mind. Here we are. Peace.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll, so big. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, bring it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll, so big. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick. I gotta keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. From women shows up, every hole, even drug dealing. Bricks to the ceiling, man. I must be a mason. Ain't selling shit, bitch. Call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery. I'm about to let it jump a chain. Indicators weak. Yeah, I'm about to let my nuts hang. Mind City Records, and we do it B.I.G. Spinning things on the charter. Got your bitch off all in me. What the fuck you talking about? Your studio gang can't never give shit, so I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl, and it's going for the lower round here. Crab City is a slight tell of snow. I got the snipers on the roof. My trap is hater proof. Get your money right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Get your money right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. Yeah. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, bring it on down. I'ma spend it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, bring it on down. I'ma spend it this shit. Give me your number, yeah, I'ma hit you right back. I got a bill, I call a nigga on me two stacks. I gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like, where's the pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a Nana Dane. Just left the studio with the hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love ball. Hoes on me so much, they chase me through the mall. Bitches coming down my dozen like a crater egg. Get it to the small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call that bitch Lucy. Find a dick decent, but she own that deuce. Call me up in heels, cause I made them hoes wet. A will of fortune dick, cause I bet they make a bet. I better yet, split will come my money so long. When I finish this track, you'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack queen, break it on down.